Yeah.
What is it like to be saved?
Yeah.
By grace.
Oh yeah.
Yeah, amen.
Yeah. Come on, brother.
Yeah, hallelujah.
Yeah,
hallelujah.
I don't know how to just share my testimony, because the Word of God is more important than anything that can be said. Because the Word is what reaches out and brings Holy Ghost conviction.
Right.
I will say, I'm here for one reason and one purpose. Breathing for one reason and one purpose today. That is for the glory of God. The Bible says over in Isaiah, said, even everyone that's called by my name, I have created him for my glory. You get no praise. Oh, but I'm a good singer. You get no praise. I can preach the word of God. You get no praise. All glory goes to one man. His name is Jesus. None other name under heaven given among men whereby we must be saved. If he's anybody ever deserved the death penalty or deserved to die, you're looking at him. If you want to see the scum of the earth that deserved to be in prison today, you're looking at him. But can I give you some good news?
Yeah, come on.
Romans 5:8 says, but God.
He didn't say but mom and daddy. Yeah.
He didn't say the deacons or the preachers. Yeah. He said but God.
Yeah.
What God do? But God commend his love toward us.
Yeah.
In that, why we were yet sinners, Christ died for us. Yes, thank you, Lord. You ain't got nothing to praise him for. I'm going to give you something real quick. Bible says over in Psalm 150 and verse 6, said, let everything that hath breath, you're breathing tonight for the glory of God. Let everything that hath breath praise you the Lord. I will say today, you don't even have to be able to read If, Man, Cat, and Dog to meet that old back home country cornbread fed Holy Ghost. Ain't something about that, my friend. I've shot more dope than Van Camp got pork and beans. They've been in business 125 years. I've shot it, I've smoked it, I've drank it. I've altered my mind in every way you can. But there's been nothing touch me. Like the Holy Ghost of God. Hey, my friend, if you've been born again, you know what I'm talking about. Now, there's no other way in. You can't climb up no other way. You can go to AA. You can get the drug program, my friend. But until you come to the knowledge of the truth that you're an old sinner. You say, I own the bank down the street. My friend, you're a sinner. You say, I'm a deacon at the church. For all have sinned and come short of the glory of God. There's none good, no, not one. All our righteousness is as filthy rags. There's not a just man upon the earth that doeth good and sinneth not. But God. Before I testify right here in a minute, I like to look at the Word just for a minute and entitle a little short message in the midst of my testimony. I count it as a great privilege to be down here in Texas. I still should be in prison.
Yeah.
Are you giving up on somebody out there?
No.
Is there an old junkie out there that you're throwing the towel in on? Is there a sodomite out there that you're running down and fucking? Don't somebody gonna throw a rock? Listen, Jesus saves sinners. Old Paul said it this way:
This is a faithful saying, worthy of all acceptation, that Christ Jesus
Amen.
Came into the world to save sinners.
Yeah.
Yes, that's a sodomite, that's a junkie,
yep.
That's an alcoholic,
right.
That's a preacher, that's a deacon, that's all mankind. Yeah. Jesus Christ went to Calvary and died for sinners.
Yeah.
He said, I've never shot no dope. I ain't never drank no liquor. My friend, you're a sinner. I'm going to bust your bubble. Bible says in Psalm 51:5, said, behold, I was shaken in iniquity,
right.
And in sin did my mother conceive me.
Right.
Oh, yeah, that's you too.
Yeah. Yeah.
Woo! Glory to God, I don't know about you, but I'm having a good time with the Lord.
Yeah.
Amen. Hey, I shouldn't be here this evening, but God, amen.
Yeah.
You shouldn't be here this evening. By God, amen.
Amen.
Turn your Bibles in Mark chapter 2 real quick. Mark chapter 2. Mark chapter 2. I just want to get a little short message here and give you a little bit of my testimony how the Lord found no rotten, hell-deserving sinner. Glory to God, but God. Well, y'all going to get that tonight. But God, amen. He's good, amen. He's able. Well, I know there's some of you here, you got maybe sisters, mama, daddy, papa, somebody. Maybe you have somebody in prison. Maybe somebody you spent all your money on. Maybe they're still getting out there today. They're still drinking it up, still drugging it up. By God, amen. Why are you doing what you're doing, Christian friend? This is why you should be doing it. For the love of God. For the love of Christ constraineth us.
Amen.
For thus we judge that if one died for all, we're all dead. And they which live, God gave you the breath this morning. They which live shall not henceforth live unto themselves, but unto him that died for them and rose again. His name is Jesus. If you're looking for a pat on the back, I'm not going to give it to you. Oh, you get no glory. His name is Jesus. Mark chapter 2. He says, and again he entered into Supremium after some days, and it was noised that he was in the house. That same Holy Ghost that came to the little prison cell. He's in the house. Amen. Amen. Hey, in the house, and straightway many were gathered together, insomuch that there was no room to receive him. No nostrils so much as about the door. What'd he do? He preached the word, not your word, my friend. He preached the word unto them. And they came unto him, bringing one sick of palsy, which was born of four. And when they could not come nigh to him for the press, they uncovered the roof where he was. And when they broke it up, they let down the bed wherein the sick apostle lie. When Jesus saw their faith, what kind of faith you got that God can save the old junkie?
Come on.
Yeah. What kind of faith you got, my friend? It just boils down to this. It's not about the junkie. It's not about the alcoholic. It's about the sinner. Yeah, I know some of you don't think you are, but you are. And when he went on to say this, he said, number four, when they could not come nigh to him for the press, they uncovered the roof where he was. When they had broken it up, they let down the bed wherein the sick of palsy lie. When Jesus saw their faith, he said unto the sick of palsy, son, thy sins be forgiven thee. Lord, just for a few moments, take these whole rotten, stinking lips of clay. God, that you formed the dust of ground one day for thy honor and for thy glory. Anoint them afresh from on high. God, use me, Lord. Hide me behind Calvary. Help me to plead the blood of Jesus. For it's in your precious name, God, we ask and pray these things. Amen and amen. If I could entitle just a little message right here, here's what it would be. Somebody, my friend, you're somebody. Somebody, get me to Jesus. Hey, this man right here was paralyzed. You know what an old sinner is? In 2 Corinthians 2:14, he says, the natural man as a sinner receiveth not the things of the Spirit of God, for they are foolishness unto him, neither can he know them, because they're spiritually discerned. A lost man does not understand. Why does he love me the way I am? Why do they love me? And I keep going down this rugged road. His name
is Jesus. My God. And so here this man was. If you'll notice in this passage right here, here's what the passage is. If you'll notice four times in this passage, and right here, these four people, and they had one goal.
Right.
What's your goal today as a Christian?
Good. Yeah.
Why did God save you?
Come on now.
Come on. It's easy to come to the house of God and hug somebody's neck and everybody's smelling good, looking good, and talking good. What about out there?
Right.
In the very pits of this world,
yes,
where they're down and out,
yeah,
on drugs, on alcohol,
right,
violent to the core. What about that one?
Right. Yeah.
Can you really go up to them and hug them and say, I love you?
Yeah.
I love you. His name is Jesus.
Yeah.
You said, well, how do I fit into this right here? I'm going to tell you how. I'm going to tell you how you know you're saved tonight too. I'm going to tell you how you know you ain't saved. The Bible says this. I told the men over at the prison this. I'm going to tell you how you know. If you still is what you were, you ain't.
Yeah.
That's Bible now. Hold on. Now let me give it to you in Scripture. 2 Corinthians 5:17 says, if any man be in Christ.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Right.
Hey.
Come on, Christian. Hey. Yeah. If any man be in Christ.
Yeah.
He is.
Yeah.
Are you still still what you was?
Right.
You ain't. You ain't. Hey, and there's nothing wrong with that. You just need to be born again.
Yeah.
You must be born again.
Yeah.
But I preach all over the country. You must be born again.
Yeah.
But I've been a deacon at the church for 30 years. You must be born again. Not popular. Not popular. But I believe there's a lot of preachers and a lot of deacons and church folks across the country that's been saved instead of saved. You'll get that. Been saved instead of saved. Here this man was paralyzed, and you know what they done? I want to ask you a question, Christian friend. When is the last time that you have went out of your way, out of your comfort zone, and reached out in the pits of this world to that sinner man or that sinner woman with a true heart and say, there's a man named Jesus that loves you? The old song they sang, just as I am, without one plea. You know what God didn't tell me to do when he found me? He didn't say, go throw your dope away. Go get in AA. Go get in a drug program. He throwed his upper arms wrapped around me and loved me just the way I was. And so let me give you this little bit of my testimony here. I was paralyzed just like this man. Lost and undone. And so what happened? I was about to age 6-7 years old. I'm going to hurry up right here. I'm just going to mind the Spirit of God. That'd be all right, preacher. Praise the Lord. I was about 6-7 years old. Went into about 10 different foster homes. If you're a foster parent in here this evening, I want to say God bless your heart. But if you're a foster parent in here this evening that's waiting on the check to come and you're too lazy to work, I see signs all over the country. Foster a child. Wouldn't get a job if it was thrown right out in front of them. And taking these children in and yet do not love them as Christ called them to love, be loved. So that was me. Went into 10 different foster homes. I was a snotty nosed, rotten little brat. Didn't listen to my parents. I'm going to go ahead and throw this out there. God said throw it out there. I like that old black back book. Amen. Your opinion don't count for nothing, neither does mine. Hey, the Bible says foolishness is bound in the heart of a child.
Yeah.
But the rod of correction shall drive it far from you. You can either discipline your children while they're in the playpen, or someone else will discipline for you when they get to the state pen.
Amen.
Glory to God. So I went in those foster homes there.
rotten, snotty holes. I stole from my foster parents, run off from the foster homes and all. Wicked little child. You say, how'd you get that way? The Bible says in Jeremiah 9:17, that man, that man's heart,
that's yours,
is deceitful above all things and desperately wicked. That's your pastor. But there's good news. Oh, in Ezekiel, God said, but I'll give a man a new heart.
Amen.
See, there's good news there. You don't have to keep that wicked heart. There's good news. Ezekiel said, I'll give a man a new heart, a new spirit when I put within him.
Amen.
And so therefore, there I was, that wicked little child, in all those foster homes, wind up catching a $2 arm robbery. There's nothing I'm going to say tonight. Glory to God, by all rights, they just should have killed me a long time ago. But you know why I'm here tonight is for the glory of God. The only reason I'm out of prison to be able to stand here tonight, I pray tonight, glory to God, if you're out there lost and undone, you're troubled with this world, and you don't know which direction to turn, I'm going to tell you which direction it is.
Yeah.
His name
yeah.
is Jesus.
Yeah. Hey.
So there I was, little snotty old brat, got in there, got 10 years, went over to Brush Mountain Prison, put me in jail with adults over there, roomy and incorrigible. Said, this kid, we cannot handle him. Stuck me over in Knox County Jail, and guess what I run into? A sodomite. This guy started winking at me. I thought, well, he's got a medical problem. And then he started smiling at me. And I said, whoa, hold on. God made this old boy 100% man. Now listen, let's don't throw the sodomite out the window. They're a sinner in need of a Savior. I know some folks don't agree with that. You're still kicking them. You need to get in touch with Jesus. If you're out there slamming the sinner, you need Jesus.
Yes.
So therefore I was there and got in there and the man's winking at me. And I told him, I said, you got the wrong man. Women are pretty. Men are handsome. And I said, I'm not pretty. So anyway, look at that, make a long story short right there. He patted me on my little butt, and I wind up catching 99 years.
Yeah.
Right there, they should have gave me the death penalty.
Right.
Talking about that mercy and grace.
Yes.
But God.
Yeah.
Yes.
Remember what it said in Isaiah, even if everyone's called by my name, I've created him for my glory. Even as wicked and as sorry as I was, Jesus said, I love you.
Amen.
He said over in John 3:17, for God sent not his son into the world to condemn the world, but through him the world might be saved.
Amen.
He didn't say through church membership, get baptized every now and then on the creek, knows your name, right, and serial number, but Jesus. And so therefore got in there and got in there, got 99 years out of that. Went in over to Brush Mountain Prison over there. Went in those big steel doors, and I thought to myself, 16 years old, I said, I've messed my life up big time. I went in there, I'm going to be honest with you, I turned to drugs. I shot every drug you can imagine. I popped them, I done everything, drank them, mixed them, did whatever it took to get the escape of reality. So myself and seven other men, we wind up getting involved in drugs and people get killed. We sawed our bars out and came out and took four guards hostage at Brushy Mountain Prison. Right there, they should have killed me. That one you're giving up on?
Wow.
That was me.
Yeah. Amen.
Yeah.
But God.
Yeah.
Are you hearing me?
Yeah.
Please don't give up on the sinner. My friend, the Lord found you lost. There's an arm in hell. We took those guards hostage. Two of the men got killed in their cell. Right there, they should have gave me the death penalty twice. But God.
Yeah. Hey. Yeah.
Hey, my friend, there is nothing too hard for God.
Amen.
There is nothing.
Amen.
No one
I don't care how wicked or how low they are. Somebody get me to Jesus. He said, well, I've been saved, but I ain't been called to do that. I'm going to give you some scripture and bust your bubble. You don't have to be a pastor or a deacon and all that stuff to be able to lead someone. Jesus called you when he called you out and saved you to go tell the old lost story. 2 Corinthians 5:18. And all things are of God, who has reconciled us to himself by Jesus Christ and has given to us the ministry of reconciliation.
Yeah.
Somebody give me to Jesus. 1 Peter 4:10 says, as every man has received the gift, even so minister the same one to another of good stewards in the manifold grace of God. What kind of gift did you get? My friend, the one I got's worth telling. Yeah. It's worth going on out in the mission field. Yeah. Out there on the highways and byways in the darkness of this world. And let them know that there's a man named Jesus that loves him. You ain't no better than a junkie. I know that's going to bust your some of you folks' bubble going to get busted. It needs to be. You ain't no better than that junkie. You ain't no better than that alcoholic. Somebody give me to Jesus.
Amen.
What kind of gift did you get? For by grace are you saved through faith? That not of yourselves, it's a gift of God.
Yes.
Is it worth telling?
Hey.
Is it worth going out to those that's lied to you, cheated on you, maybe stole from you, done every ungodly thing to you? But boy, somebody get me to Jesus. And so I wind up in solitary confinement, wind up getting 2 4-10s, 3 2-5s, another 20-year sentence on top of the 99 and the 10, deserved the death penalty, did 36 calendar years in prison. I deserved every day that I'd done. It's still amazing about the grace and mercy of God, how that I can be here in Texas today to tell you there's hope. His name is Jesus. It's not Joe. He don't get no glory. It's not Karen. She don't get no glory. Oh, Sister Karen, so you won't get no glory. Hey, preacher, thank God for you. Thank God for the singer, but you get no glory, brother. His name, we need to recognize who gets all. I don't know if you recognize all or not, but his name is Jesus. If you're doing it looking for a pat on the back, you're doing it for yourself. Wood, hay, and stubble, my friend. Wood, hay, and stubble. He gave it all for you. What about me? And so therefore got there and wound up getting 99 all that time. And I deserved every bit of it. Got him put in solitary confinement in a little cell that you could touch from wall to wall. The commode was right at my head. And I was in there for 7 years altogether. I deserved every bit of it. 4.5 years straight. Then there was this man that came inside a lockup, came by my cell, and when he come by, I was shooting a shot of dope. You know what he didn't do? But when he went on by, he began to pray. He said, Lord, everybody's giving up on Robert. They say he's sorry, he's no good, he's right where he ought to be. Lord, he needs a death penalty. Lord, they ought to kill him. No, he didn't say that. He came back to my cell. Well, I'm saying here, there's somebody that you need to go back to their cell, wherever they're at.
Yeah.
You've been stomping them down. You've been criticizing them down. I thank God you ain't God, because you probably done sent them to hell.
Yeah.
But you ain't God.
Amen, brother. Yeah.
He come back to my cell and said, love you, boy. Oh, praying for you, boy.
Yeah. Sure.
Are you sincerely praying for that one that you've got a hard feeling toward? Are you?
Come on now. If you ain't my friend, you need to crawl down in the altar. Cry out to that same man named Jesus and get some forgiveness and some cleansing. Glory to God. And when you go back out, there'll be a Shekinah glory about you. They'll be saying, there's something about that man that I want. You know how long Donnie done that? For 8 calendar years. I kept shooting the dope. I kept being ungodly. But you know who he knew? Do you know him?
Well, glory, hallelujah.
I mean, if you can't love the unlovable, my friend, you need to find yourself right down here talking to a man named Jesus. I'm going to tell you what your problem might be. Who's that preacher think he is? You got pride. You know what God hates? The first thing he hates is a proud look. I've been preaching all across the country. I did one thing, my friend. Where's your heart at about this man named Jesus? There I was. Donnie done that for 8 years. In the midst of this thing, Donnie come. Something I learned, I hand him a letter to take out in the general population. And the letter was to go out to a gang out there and give it to him. They was going to hit somebody, take somebody's life. The warden got the letter. Warden called Donnie in the office. And he said, Donnie, you'll never go back in a lockup again. Yeah. Donnie told the warden, I'm just after them spinning souls over there. I just want to love them just the way they are. Somebody's got to love these men. Wouldn't use me. Donnie, you'll never go back. I'm going to declare. They went out of their way to get this paralyzed man to Jesus. You know what, Donnie? He went out of his way on his lunch break every day. He would come to the porch of lockup. You could hear him out there crying out to Jesus on my behalf and all those other men in there. We was wicked to the very core, had murderous hearts. We was junkies, alcoholics, just all sinners. Donnie said, I know you can save them, Lord. And you know what else he said right there in the midst of that shocked me? He said, Lord, the reason I know that, I was a Sunday school teacher for years. I taught Sunday school, Lord, but I didn't know you. Wow. But then, Lord, I don't know, he's a first chance. Second, third, 100, I don't know. He's got all by himself. Yeah. But look here, what Donnie does. He said, you found me at a fruit stand one day as a Sunday school teacher, faithful in church, did all the Christian cliche things, but lost on my way to hell, and you saved my soul. God, I know you can do it for Robert and the other men over there. Hey, guess what? That one that you throw the towel in on, somebody get me to Jesus.
Hey!
This friend, that one you give it up on, was me. But God.
Yeah, right.
Oh, y'all gonna get it. Somebody gonna get something tonight. I'm getting all I can get. I'm just running over. Hey, if you don't want a blessing, I'll take it. I need it. Glory to God.
Amen.
But here's what happened to me. Got there, Donnie done that. I was in lockup all those years. He prayed for eight years, Donnie prayed for Robert Gibson. Shooting dope and being ungodly. Got out of lockup, I said to myself, I'm going to run over at that church house and I'm going to see what's going on. I got over on the back row at the church just in case I need to get out of there. Guess who come back there and visit with me?
Amen.
It wasn't Donnie.
Yeah.
Had a visit.
Yeah.
He's here.
Yeah.
I believe he's going from pew to pew.
Yeah.
He's reaching out. Hey,
He's got that little song them little children sang. He's got the whole world in his hands. He's got your heart in his hands. He's got your thoughts in his hands. He's got everything about you in his hands. And you know what I believe? I like to dream about Jesus sometimes. He's got so much power. I know he only stood twice in the Bible. But boy, I like to dream that he still stands today. I believe he's standing tonight in Matthew 11, 28, 29, and 30. I believe he's saying this. Come unto me, all you that labor and are heavy laden. He said, I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you and learn of me, for I am meek, lowly in heart, and you shall find rest into your souls. For my yoke is easy, my burden's light. Brother Robert, when did I come? He said, come now. Woo! Throw your pride down. Come now, let us reason together, saith the Lord. Though your sins be as scarlet, they should be as white as snow. His name is Jesus. I know there's someone sitting out there, because I'm not here by accident. There's one thing God's never said. Oops, I made a mistake. Didn't know what man to call tonight. Didn't know how to get him here. But God. Got over in church and the Holy Ghost come back there to me. The Lord wrapped his arms around me, began to love on me like I'd never been loved on before. I'm going to tell you, Mama can't love you like God can love you. Oh, that's all good. Papa can't love you like the Holy Ghost of God can. Man, nobody can love you like Jesus. Got there. Donnie said this. There'd be someone here tonight, and God's loving on you. He said, would you just slip your hand up and let me pray for you? Now, I'd lift weights for about 17 years, looked like an old grilly bear. But I'm going to tell you, that night, my arm seemed like it was 10 million pounds. But my heart was saying, it's me! It's me! Why can't you just do that too? See, you're not coming to this preacher nor me nor this church. You're coming to a man named Jesus. He's the one, my friend, that can fix it all.
Yes, he can.
Got there. He said this. I didn't raise my hand up. He said this. You be here tonight and God's dealing with you, loving on you. He said, you didn't raise your hand up. He said, I pray you go back to your little prison bunk tonight and you don't sleep a wink. On the way out the door that night, you know what old Donnie said? Love you, boy. I'm praying for you.
Yeah.
See, I was the unlovable. Wicked to the very core of my soul. But God. I think somebody's going to get it. Well, you're going to be different when you leave here tonight. If you come the same way you came, it's your fault. Because the Holy Ghost of God's here reaching out, saying, throw your pride down. What I did there, I got back and went out the door, and I said, boy, if I can just get out of here, I'll be all right. So I went back, that opened my little cell that night. Guess who followed me? Have you been there, my friend? I mean, the Holy Ghost. Oh, it wasn't Donnie. No. Donnie gets so lonely, my friend. No, he didn't follow it. Thank God, but God, you listen to me now. But God could have did this. Over in Genesis, God said this. My spirit will not always strive with me. I took a chance that night that God would give me a second chance. But I don't know. He's a first chance, second chance, third chance. I don't know. But only one is he obligated to. And here's what he said. Jesus said, if I be lifted up, signifying his death on Calvary. He made it personal. Amen. He said, I will draw all men unto me.
Amen.
Got back. The Holy Ghost God followed me back that night. Sure enough, I flipped and flopped all night long. Had dope in my house. I wasn't wanting a shot of dope. Wasn't wanting to smoke no joint. Boy, that... That old back home country cornbread fed Holy Ghost. was right there with me, my friend. Oh, hey, I'm telling you, look here, he was plugging, loving, I mean, oh, never condemned me one time. When he went to Calvary, he took all condemnation. So there I was, all night long, and before it ever got daylight the next morning, guess who was on the door hollering? Who's got the keys to one walk? Somebody get me to Jesus. Donnie was going out of his way continuously to get men and women across this country to Jesus.
Amen.
They didn't let Donnie back in lockup 6 months later. Said, we've been watching you. And we've seen you every day over there. You can go back. Boy, you talk about somebody that was happy to see him. Somebody might be happy to see you. You've been stomping and running down and kicking down. You thought you'd given up on them. You said they'll never change. They've done me this way. Shame on you. You need to find your way to Calvary and say, Lord, forgive me of my thoughts and who I am. God, I can be that better one that you would have me to be for your glory and your honor. I'm going to close right in here. Donnie did this. Come into my little cell there. They opened the door. And I got in there. Donnie come up to my little cell. Boy, there was a spirit that bore witness with the spirit.
Yeah.
He said, Robert, I flipped and flopped all night long. And God told me to come back this morning and tell you not only that he loves you, boy, but he wants to save you.
Yeah.
Do you want Jesus? I said, Donnie, I didn't ever think that question would be asked again because of my pride. January 5th, 1988, 99 years, 2-4 to 10, 3-2 to 5, no sinner with no hope, I escaped hell. Intruder in hell. Because it wasn't made for you. God marvelously amazed. He said, well, let's pray. You say, well, did you pray a sinner's prayer? I don't know what kind of Bible you got, but I got the King James Bible. And there's no such thing in this book that says the sinner's prayer. If there is one, here's what it is. To me, that's personal. To me, a sinner. I'm telling you, boy, I come up out of there with joy unspeakable. I never dreamed of ever coming out of prison. I did not deserve it. I did not earn it. I'd done 36 years in there. They come one day, 22 years later, said, Robert Gibson, you're going home. I'm going to be honest with you. I blowed snot. I shouted. I done everything that you could do. But it wasn't because I thought I was getting out of prison. Looking for that blessed hope, the glorious appearing of our great God and Savior, Jesus Christ. Every day when you get up and breathe, my friend, you better be looking for that blessed hope. He is coming. He's drawing nigh, my friend. If you reject Jesus today, on your way home, my friend, you might hit on head on into a car wreck. And it's too late then. You can't run back like those folks that made fun of Noah and said that nut up there's built a boat. And then after 120 years, he said, the flood is coming. I'm here today, maybe for the lifetime, to tell you Jesus is coming. Where do you stand if Jesus came tonight? And so they said, calm down, Robert. You're getting out of prison. You know why? Oh, I hope somebody get this tonight. Why are you preaching? Why you keep getting up and going on preaching? For the glory of God. Dear Heavenly Father, I've done what you called me to do. Now God, you take your word and do what thee and thee only can do with it. We'll give you all glory, honor, and praise. For it's in Jesus' name we pray. Amen, amen.
Somebody come to Jesus tonight. Would somebody come to Jesus? We're not trying to make you a Baptist. We're not trying to get you to join this church. But we are trying to get you to Jesus Christ. That was a great way to give God the glory.
Yeah.
And not glorify sin.
Right. No.
He did it the right way.
Yes, sir.
Right.
Amen. Yes, sir.
People need to know that God still saves sinners.
Amen.
That most people would give up on.
Yes.
Thank God for Donnie.
Amen.
Who didn't give up.
Amen.
And for Jesus. Who didn't give up?
Yes.
And had the power to save.
Amen.
And then to deliver.
Yeah. Praise the Lord.
Let's stand together for an invitation. I want to ask these folks to sing an invitation. Sinner friend, as for you tonight.
Yes.
Christian, it was for you too, so you quit giving up on people. Quit giving up.
I can't take a heart that's broken and make it over again, but I know a man who can, and I can't take a soul that's in sick. But
Hallelujah.
Well, glory.
Yeah. Amen.